Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for the Morning Gloria.
Morning Gloria?
What the f*** was that? Yay, Morning Gloria.
Podcast.
No.
Three, we have to do that
two,
again, don't we?
One.
Podcast. God, right. We're good today.
Loads going on the old podcast today. Welcome to it. This is the sort of bits that we've liked from during the week on the show in one fell swoop.
Yep, I had a weird experience in bed
old
during
lady
the week.
Experience.
It wasn't an old lady experience. We also talked farts.
Yeah, any excuse for you to make that stupid noise. We had some very strange news about a 19-year-old who decided to do the do and lose her virginity for big bloody money.
Yeah.
She was paid a fortune for this. This is so weird.
That's
and
sick.
So wrong. And as a recent dad, I was like sick to my soul.
Yeah.
But then it got weirder.
It did. It got personal and it got weird. You lot got involved.
Oh, goodness. We had a news girl, Elaine, arrive in, I think it was on Wednesday, in the same clothes that she was in on the Tuesday.
I feel
there was,
somewhat
there was eyebrows raised.
I feel somewhat uncomfortable talking about that story after the previous story that we talked about.
Well, it's all right. Don't worry about it. On we go. This is the Radio Nova Morning Glory
podcast.
Morning Glory
on Radio Nova.
Connor, by the sounds of things, you wouldn't have felt a thing happen if there had been a Richter 7 earthquake, because you had a bit of an odd experience the other night in bed, didn't you?
Really odd. I don't want to moan about this anymore, but I do have like a kind of a chesty cough kind of thing at the moment, and I can't.
I'll find this out.
I just cannot sleep,
right?
Which is wrecking my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I had three pillows, and I seem to sleep a bit better, or actually get to sleep if I sit up.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right. So
it's always the way when you've got a cold thing going on, you know.
Yeah. So I'm sitting up in bed,
uh-huh.
But
like some L one,
like an L one,
the nightlight blazing.
Old folks home somewhere. But I woke up clutching a pint of water.
Did you?
I obviously didn't move a muscle because I had water beside my bed because I was constantly coughing.
Right.
And I'd say the neighbours' heads are wrecked.
Uh-huh.
So I'm coughing away. So I sat up in bed, loads of pillows behind me, and I got my pint of water and I was sipping away and I obviously fell asleep.
Holding the pint.
Holding the pint of water.
That's brilliant.
And it was like pretty full.
Right.
But I had two hands on it, and I obviously did not move for, I'd say, two and a bit hours was the most amount of sleep that I got.
That's brilliant.
But about two and a bit hours of sitting there clutching this pint of water.
Oh, I'd love if you'd woken up thinking you'd wet the bed.
Not a drop spilled.
That's good going. That's pretty impressive.
It was bizarre.
Safe set of hands there, right there. Who falls asleep with a pint of water in their hands?
On their lap.
Yeah, right. Good
in
going.
In bed.
Were you wearing a nightie?
I had my bed cap and my bed socks.
We search high, we search low, we travel to the four corners of the world and sometimes beyond to find Hecked Up News.
I do apologise in advance for this little rant I'm going to have here, because the world has just gone so PC, it's not funny anymore.
Rant away, Miller, rant
okay.
away.
Okay, anyone with little people will be very familiar with CBeebies.
Yes.
And CBBC and things like that. It's television programming for children, right?
Yep.
So, one of the CBB stars is a dog called Hacker.
Oh yeah, Hacker T dog. It's great.
Right. So he's a little brown dog, which is obviously a hand puppet.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's call a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a real dog. It's just a puppet.
Yeah.
The some lads from the rugby league in the UK came in to visit Hacker.
Right.
And there was a little sketch done where the boys mistook Hacker for the ball.
Right.
And we're throwing him around the place.
Okay.
Well, the BBC has had hundreds of viewer complaints.
Of course they have.
Because of Hacker been thrown around by the rugby team on its CBBC's Saturday morning mashup last week. A lecturer has come out to say it would suggest to children that it's okay to throw animals about.
No, it wouldn't. It would suggest to children that it's okay to throw puppets about.
And they're teddies, which they do anyway.
Yeah.
What world are we living in where people will complain about stuff like that? I know. I'm complaining about the complainants. I know.
But is it a case of, bad parenting will use any excuse to excuse their bad parenting?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I just think that's so weird that people will go out of their way to complain to a corporation about something that they saw on telly with a puppet dog.
Hacker T dog, by the way, is a bit rude.
I know.
And mischievous.
Yeah.
At the best of times.
So it probably deserved a bit of
If your kids are watching Hacker T dog,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You know, it's for the older kids.
Didn't
they
he come
already.
On and read Queens of the Stone he Age did, lyrics yeah. and story time or whatever?
He did, yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay. It was because Josh Homme was reading the kids' bedtime story and Hacker T. Dog decided to do
some Queens of the Stone Age lyrics.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Okay.
I'm going to Kansas City, Missouri for my fucked up news.
Radio.
This one's pretty short. Cops had to give up on their interrogation of a man who was arrested on drugs and gun charges.
Oh, goodness.
As he only replied to them with... farts.
Sorry? Every time he was asked a question?
Every time he was asked a question, he would just simply reply with a...
You're... What?
Yeah. Seriously, he'd just reply with farts.
This is highbrow radio right here.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is the award-winning stuff.
So, for the record, bad boy, state your name, please. No, sir, sorry, could you state your name for the record, please? Oh, goodness. Now, sir, I need you to focus. Where did you acquire the weapon? Yeah, I can see how that interrogation went.
Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
Our colleague Elaine Stenson was in with us during the week. You know, she does the news and things like that. And, well, it was a rather weird admission, something I hadn't heard of in a very long time. You did what now?
I ran away from home.
It's like you're 8 years of age.
Well, I told
you. Did you ever do that as a kid? Did you ever run away from home where you just like, and your parents would help you pack?
No.
But mine would do that. Mine used to help.
Right, he's so like, what do you need?
You
sandwiches?
Need some socks and I'll give you some cereal and some stuff. And you're like, this isn't working at all.
Oh, off you go then.
Why did you run away from home?
Because I was meant to be on dishwasher duty on Sunday and I forgot.
That's 3 days ago.
Well, it's caught up with me now. I've heard the rumours are that somebody's really not happy. So...
is this like you avoiding the coffee run that we do here? When you, like, you take a sick day when you're meant to pay? Is that what this is?
No, I do double coffee days, Marzi.
Because you miss so many of them. So hold on, let me just rewind here. You have a dishwasher day.
Right.
Well,
where do you
roster,
live?
A roster. And I looked at the wrong day. You know, I was working all weekend.
Okay.
And
never your fault.
Small
so
violins
miss
coming
out. Dishwasher duty and the atmosphere. Jesus Christ.
Really?
You didn't want to be there. So, and then I heard it was even worse than I suspected. And so I liked it and stayed in my brother's house.
So you haven't been home since dishwasher day?
I was home, yes, Monday.
Where did you get that jumper? Did you get that from your nephew or somewhere?
I found it in my brother's house.
Well, just describe the jumper you're wearing.
I don't even know. It's green and it's got a
what
Mickey
does
Mouse.
It have on
it's
it?
It's picture Mickey Mouse on it. It's
and
really
it says
cute.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club, 1953.
Yeah, and it smells like it hasn't been washed since 1953 as well.
Stop it with the smells, Connor.
I'm just saying, have you showered in the last 30 hours?
Yeah, I showered before work yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh,
that is about 30 hours ago.
Yeah.
I mean...
it's exactly 30 hours ago.
That's vile.
Does your brother not have a shower?
I had to come into work quickly, so I didn't want to...
Can we get your brother on the phone?
No, we can't. Come on.
No, what we need to do is get the housemaid on the phone and see if we can put this back together, because you need to go home. We feel that, you know, we could, you know, mediate between you all and make sure that, you know, everything's all right for you to go home, that the dishwasher will be taken care of.
I sorted it out. I had brought cakes for the night before and like everything seemed to...
So the dirty cake dishes are now in the dishwasher, which have been undone.
There was no dishes. I brought cakes. I brought cakes to make everyone happy.
Can we ring your housemate?
No.
Oh, it's still definitely not all okay then.
It's still very frosty.
We're not out of the woods yet.
Well, I think we could guide you out of the woods.
Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
Every day when we do the show here, Monday to Friday, just after 9, we play a little game called When the Feck. So it's time travel. Bunch of songs, 1 year, figure out what year, and you win prizes. But sometimes when we get a call, it's just, well, a good old laugh on 4404100.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're pretty good. We would like to send you off to see Absolute Bowie during the old anniversary week, which is next January. So, you know, book a babysitter because you've a few kids, haven't you?
I have, yeah. 3 boys.
Right. And what happened to third boy in this year?
Well, I went into labour on the third boy and my water broke. Everything was there. I gave my husband a phone call. And he was out in the Wild Dublin Golf Course. It was the first time in Wild Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
And he went out for a round of golf with his boss at the time. And when I told him what had happened, he asked could I hang on for about an hour or so because he was having the round of his life and he didn't want to leave the golf course.
He was probably on about the 14th, I'd say. And look, you don't get to play Royal Dublin all that often, Fiona.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. Did you hold on?
You're there with the waters broken.
I held on.
Did he finish the round?
He did, yeah.
Does he remember what score? Does he remember what score he shot?
Oh, Jesus, I can't. I think it was 40 something. I can't remember. 32 or something.
32 points. That's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. That's four off his handicap. It's all right. I mean, it wasn't the round of his life now, in fairness, Fiona. He could have chopped that one on the...
I don't know.
Hang on a second. Round of his life. He had a third son waiting in the wings, literally.
Yeah, yeah. That's
be grand, though. You were well used to it at that stage. You'd had two previous.
Stop it.
Stop. I had a 2-year-old hanging on me. Didn't know what was going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. What year was this?
It was 2001.
It absolutely was. Listen, you're off to see Absolute Bowie. Enjoy that us, all right?
Now, that 2-year-old is probably old enough to go to Absolute Bowie with you.
Yeah, that's true.
So you could now ditch the husband and bring that now 19-year-old?
Plan.
Well, no, he's nearly 17.
All right, close enough.
No, that's the son that was born. We're talking about the 2-year-old.
The 2-year-old at the time.
Oh, yeah, 2-year-old, yeah. And the thing is, they're all
keep up, Fiona, keep up. Listen, nice to chat to you. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
Right, then it's time to go red carpet with our man at the movies. Morning, Clint Dreeburg.
Morning, boys. I come with bells.
You do.
You always come with bells.
Come with bells on.
This is John Lithgow's hat.
Has that got John Lithgow's DNA in it?
It's got probably a few greys in there, right. I'd say.
I wonder, could we clone him?
If anyone wants John Lithgow's hat, text in. Let's give it away.
All right.
John Lithgow,
could we sell it, maybe?
Wearing that last night.
Yes, if you want to see what I'm talking about, go to nova.ie and you will see John Lithgow getting in the Christmas spirit. Someone who wasn't quite in the happy spirit, I thought, on the red carpet last night was Mel Gibson. He's one of the stars of Daddy's Home 2 and, you know, being an Aussie, I thought, let's get in the mood and let's talk about the biggest news story in the world of yesterday.
Yes.
We all voted yes in my country. Hi, Mel Gibson.
You must be proud to be an Australian today.
Yeah, why?
What happened in Australia?
Oh, what happened? Oh, they won. They won the football. Yeah, that's great. That's good news.
And also the yes marriage equality vote.
Wait, what?
The marriage equality went through.
It did it?
Yes.
I wasn't aware. I haven't been keeping up with the news down there. It's all great.
You're a man of the world. What does Christmas mean to you, Mel?
Family, togetherness, and a lot of headaches, and a lot of exhaustion, and a lot of pressure to sort of put out for those who are in my charge. But that's good.
The Christmas in the movie, is that like Christmas in your house?
No. Christmas in my house, well, actually, it is kind of getting like that.
Are you asking Santa for anything this year, Mel?
I never ask Santa for anything. He doesn't put out.
Jeez. Mel Gibson sounds like an arsehole.
I know.
Well, no, he does.
I know.
Well,
he does.
Outrageous. That was Connor Irwin saying
come
those
on.
Comments, not myself.
He does. One half of Lethal Weapon? Come on.
From an interesting guy to the loveliest of guys. Will Ferrell also stars in Daddy's Home 2, and he's been an elf. He, you know, pretty much seems like Mr. Christmas, but I wanted to make sure that he is a Christmas person.
I would say I am a Christmas person as opposed to a not Christmas person. Are you a not Christmas person?
Some people can be a little grinchy. I'm not personally, but some people can.
How could you be grinchy about Christmas? Oh, I love Christmas.
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
What is Christmas in your house?
We kind of do an unusual thing. I like to round up all the dogs in my neighborhood a week ahead of Christmas. Yep. So my neighbors think they've lost their dogs. And then on Christmas morning, I'm like Santa Claus, and I deliver their animals back to them, and they're so excited and thankful.
Now, lastly, this is Daddy's Home 2. It's all about father-son relationships. What's something that your father would be surprised to learn about you, Will?
Oh, that I am left-handed. Yeah,
no,
he has no idea.
See
he's
what I mean?
Great. Fun. I love it, he's making something up on the spot.
For everyone. He did that for me, all the people on the red carpet. Brilliant. Another lovely, lovely man. As I said, the jingle bells are the hat that I gave to John Lithgow last night, because we were all told, all us people, plebs who went to the movie, dress up as Christmas, because it's a Christmas film. Okay. But they turned up in their suit and ties and looking all very, you know, I felt a little bit awkward as I met John Lithgow.
John Lithgow, welcome to Dublin.
You know, you've made me feel so underdressed.
You didn't get the memo, obviously. No, I loved you in Third Rock, obviously, and I loved you in The Crown. Are we going to see you back in the small screen as well anytime soon?
Well, the next thing you will see me in is Pitch Perfect 3, which comes out in December 22nd.
Look forward to it.
Playing Rebel Wilson's father.
You're going to be a dad for eternity now,
aren't you? Right. This is my comedy dad sequel year.
I think John Lithgow would be a better Australian than Mel Gibson.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
And last but not least, one of the other stars, Mark Wahlberg, was back in town. He's been to Ireland just as much as everyone else in this movie, I think, and he loves the place. He was on the red carpet, walking towards me while talking on his mobile phone. He got a very important phone call, it seemed.
Mark Wahlberg, that was the wife on the phone.
Yes.
Are you in trouble?
No, I'm good right now. I'm good. I'm okay. Just got to make sure everything is good, being this far away. Want to check in and make sure everybody is doing okay.
What's the Christmas like in the Wahlberg household?
Chaotic. The kids get way too excited, anxiety written, you know, throwing up, you know, can't sleep for weeks in advance. But, you know, once the Christmas gifts are open and we get to Christmas morning, we'll be off to holiday and then it'll be nice.
What are you going to do before you leave Ireland tonight or tomorrow?
We leave tonight. Just get on the plane and try to rest. I've been training for a movie, so I'm being on my best behavior right now. Haven't had anything to drink or anything. I'm on a...
You're in Ireland with no drinking.
It's been a couple of months, so I have to stay on track until I finish the movie with Pete Berg.
Gosh, it's so serious.
Yeah. Oh,
so serious. That does disappoint me now that Mark wasn't out on the lash.
No, he was not. And disappointing too is the film. I'm sorry, guys.
Is it?
For all the stars in the world and how wonderful they are, yeah, they can't make a movie.
Oh, really? No. So, Turkey.
It's Christmas Daddy's Turkey. Home 2 gets less than 2 stars.
Oh.
1 star.
Oh, burn!
Sorry.
Burnt turkey Christmas dinner.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's disaster. It's
thank you for hanging out in the red carpet for Radio Nova last night. You can see all the pictures as well as John Lithgow wearing that particular hat. John Lithgow, or some people call him. Not me. You can check it all out on nova.ie.
Morning Glory.
On Radio Nova.
We search high. We search low. We travel to the four corners of the world and sometimes beyond to find Hecked Up News.
You know what? Then on the other half, maybe I'm just being too preachy about this.
All right, go on. Let's hear it.
Okay.
We'll be the judges of that.
Okay, well, it really is a pure case of stop the world. I really want to get off now.
Okay.
I'm not enjoying this anymore. A teenager, a 19-year-old girl called Giselle, has been online to auction something off.
Right.
Oh, she's managed to raise an awful lot of money for this little something. She's got herself $3 million because she has sold online her virginity. That's right, her virginity.
I'm uncomfortable.
Have a listen to Giselle explain everything in her own words.
Hello, my name's Giselle. I'm 19 years old. I live in the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm a part-time model as well as a part-time student. I want to sell my virginity at Cinderella Escorts because I want to be able to pay for my school and go traveling in the future. I think I should be able to do what I want with my body because it's my choice and I feel comfortable with my decision. I want more opportunities to arise for me by doing this and hopefully good things will come in the future.
I don't think so.
Who are we to tell somebody?
Yeah, no, I know.
But they can.
Just as a new parent, if my daughter was doing this, I'd be like, oh God.
You see, the problem I have with that now is not the fact that she wants to do it or whatever, because I'm sure there are psychological reasons why somebody of that age is so, you know, inclined.
Right.
My problem with that comes from the person, the man, who's going to spend
$3 million quid.
And who thinks that he has the right to buy.
An unnamed businessman has made the highest offer of $3 million, outbidding a Hollywood celeb and a Russian politician.
I'm
very uncomfortable.
I'm really uncomfortable.
I'm very uncomfortable. Connor, make me laugh with some fucked up news, because that's the world we're living in and I want to cry.
I like pies and sausage rolls.
You've done it.
Okay.
Good job. No, that'll do.
Right.
That'll do.
Right, okay.
Come on, no, tell us about Greggs.
Greggs. I love Greggs.
Do. I know,
I don't know why, but I love Greggs. And I watched that program about Greggs. I really like Greggs.
And what is Greggs?
Greggs?
I know what it is.
It's a pie shop.
Yes, okay.
It's a chain of pie shops in the UK.
Right,
they've had to apologise. I don't think they should have. But Greggs have apologised for causing offence by replacing the little baby Jesus with a sausage roll in a nativity scene, which intended to promote its new advent calendar. The bakery chain featuring an image in its campaign for the new calendar, which is set to go on sale across its outlets from Monday. Each door of the calendar features a tear-off token that can be taken into Greggs shops and exchanged for an item off the menu every day.
Right.
I think that's brilliant. It's called Merry Greggsmas. I
like it.
And what's, like, if there's one thing that's better than the three wise men sitting around the baby Jesus, it's the three wise men sitting around a sausage roll.
Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
Margot has texted on 087-1818-100. She's divided the room, right? And the room being here at the radio studio, and half the room is going, oh Jesus, don't do it, don't say it. I'm going, well, Margot's texted it.
I want to get Margot on the phone.
What?
Because it sounds a little creepy coming out of your mouth.
But Margot has sent it to us for us to read it, right?
Yeah, but right? Like whether it was just for us and not for general consumption. See, okay, Margot, on the phone.
All right, okay, a little bit of background. A 19-year-old has sold her virginity in the United States for $3 million. Margot.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to say what you've said?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Okay, you know, it's been reduced in price to $2 million since it's only had one previous owner.
Right.
And the fact that it's been so long, I do believe that my virginity has been reinstated. So I think maybe $2 million rather than three.
$2 million now or euro?
Oh, no. Euro.
Euro, all right.
Yeah.
€2 million. Can I ask what age you are, Margot?
A very young 62.
That's the way, you girl. Certainly are a very that's young 62, Margot. We love your style.
Thank you for getting in touch with us. We love you. That's absolutely brilliant.
Morning Glory
on Radio Nova.
So thanks for hanging out. Any good?
No.
Any thoughts?
Crap.
You can always let us know what's going on in your
don't
head.
Don't bother.
No, do. Because we'd like to hear from you. We're on 087-1818-100. Do you like the show? Do you think we should hang around a little longer?
I mean, they've given us 3 podcasts at this stage. I think 6 is like the 6 max.
Yeah. And if it's not been downloaded more than 6 times, we're out of here.
Yeah.
That's it. We're done.
Fair enough.
Thank you for listening. We're back on the radio on Radio Nova, right around the world on nova.ie and on FM radio in Dublin and the commuter belt. Monday morning, 6 a.m.
This has been Morning Glory's podcast.